You're listening to Rewired and Inspired with Lily Beyond, episode 67.
Welcome to the Mental Fitness School podcast, where we talk all things rewiring your brain to become the inspiring person you're meant to be, inside out. And now to your host and favorite coach, Lily Beyond.
Hey there, my friend. Welcome back. Today's topic is quite unusual on this podcast because I want to get really physical this time. And I want to share with you something, a side of me that I was kind of trying to keep at bay, or where I had the fear of the longest time that it doesn't fit in into a serious coaching business. But the more and more, and especially after the early weeks of this year, where I've been sick with a lung infection for 6+ weeks, you kind of start to wonder if you feel like crap. What are the things you turn towards? What are the things that give you life, that give you joy? And I found myself gravitating towards my passion for DIY fashion, refining my style, upgrading my earring collection, and all these quote-unquote surfacey things that I was trying to distance myself for the longest time. I mean, I grew up in a very spiritual household, and this juxtaposition was always quite present. Because on the one hand, also my mom is an artist, so art and the beauty and making things pretty and beautiful were always kind of very present in my life. And I'm a designer by trade, so I love bringing in the visual aspects of creating the life that you actually want. But then on the other hand, it was this, don't be superficial, circumstances are neutral, it should not matter what you wear and what you have, it's all in your head. And working through that and really making myself aware of all the rules that I secretly obeyed without even knowing was really transformative for me over the past month. And I want to share with you my learnings and a couple of pointers how you can start to figure out, hey, where does burnout live in my closet? Because I guarantee you, I mean, I did a couple of declutterings and home organization things for friends and family over the past years. And I always contemplated of like, hey, how can I integrate that into my business? But I don't want to just be a home organizer. But like, I want to bring in that aspect of how can you make your home a place of thriving, a place where you unapologetically can be 100% yourself without compromises. And this has been the quest over the past couple of years together with Tim. And I love that he's getting more and more on board with it. I look back, I mean, we are going to be married this year for 5 years and we're together for 10. So that's fair to say we met when he was still kind of growing out of his student university roommate kind of lifestyle. And I was back then fresh broken up from my 7-year relationship, coming right out of school and being in this early stage in life where you artificially forced to make brave decisions and merge with another person that also hasn't quite figured it out for themselves what they really want. It's fair to say, like, finding your style and finding what really makes your physical space a nourishing space can take some time. And even now, over the past years, when I was working with clients, I love to bring in this physical aspect, challenging the thinking of literally turning the table by 90 degrees to get a totally different feng shui room climate, to making smarter decisions of how you show up, how you choose your power suit, your power outfit, so you intentionally choose to feel good about yourself every single day. And the last time this really stood out to me on a more public level was when I did my 100 days of going live on Instagram last year, where I went live for 100 days straight on Instagram. Every morning, 7:30 a.m., I was there, 15 minutes, given a mindset boost. And of course, I was using the power of fashion and the power of style to charge up my energy, to give me this extra energy boost every single fucking day, because I also did it Saturday and Sunday. So this was especially interesting to discover, like, how can you feel especially good? It can be your super glammy out there stage outfit, or how can it also be your comfy outfit, but still you don't want to look like the thing you pull out of the drain, but like still make intentional choices considering everything you put on your body as a token of power, as a token of strength that will charge you throughout the day. For example, I had over the past years also my transition in fabrics, really considering like, hey, what fabrics do really feel good to me? Because texture is very important to me. And I want to really consider also like with body activity and considering the smell and the fragrance of things and make it a full sensual experience. And there might be people that do not get it. But if you are here with me, I would be so brave to count you into the group that secretly loves to make it a part of your business and life strategy, but is somehow discouraged or has this negotiation in your head that it should not be as important and just do the damn thing and don't think about it. But still, there is this lingering silent voice inside of you that says like, hey, no, I care about this. I need a good space. I want a proper workspace. And even if it's something that I clean up every night, but like, I want to have my power place Where is my command center? Do I have that physically in my office, in my workplace? And do I have that with my outfits? And this whole thing came full circle to me a couple of days ago only, actually, when I was walking through our apartment and I was just contemplating, like, what just changed? Because a couple of weeks ago, Tim had the brave idea to put our bed in the middle of the living room because there is just the best view. We have this outstanding view over the fields, over the ocean, over a salt lake, looking over flamingos, beautiful sunset, sunrise. We have it all. It's ridiculous to talk about it, but we literally have it all in that place. And somehow we made that unconscious choice by some rule we picked up that this is the place of hosting. This is the place where the couch needs to be, where the couch table needs to be, where there needs to be some communal element for this couple of times a year when people actually come over. Because we're still new here on the island. I mean, yes, we have a couple of friends here, but if we meet them, we most often meet somewhere on the beautiful beaches. And it's not actually that common to really come to another person's house and hang out there. And even if we do that, we consider that and say, like, hey, yes, we want to invite them to our best place. We don't want to hide that this is actually what we want, to have our bed in the middle of the living room, facing the most outstanding view, and not in the small cramped room with all the closets. That yes, it's a little darker, it's a little more cozy. It was great. With our set of rules 6 months ago, it totally worked. We had the rules like, hey, we want to have it a little darker, then it doesn't heat up as much in summer, and we want to make it cozy, and yes, we want to experience, like, how good does it feel to have a big couch? We actually swore ourselves we won't get a couch because we don't know how long we're going to stay here in this apartment, but we chose the token of a couch to symbolize, no, we're gonna stay here. We wanna make this as comfortable as possible. We do not choose to live that nomadic. Yes, it needs to be portable, but if we're gonna stay here, it needs to be as comfortable as possible, because we did that a couple of years ago when we were really nomadic and just living out of our suitcases. I personally also, this was my first clue back then, I realized I need a sense of home. I'm urging a sense of a home base. That doesn't mean that I'm a hoarder or that I wanna accumulate so much things, but I want a home base. I mean, it was a whole journey, so I didn't feel at home within myself back then either. So this was part of the journey, so I didn't really feel at home in the physical space, so it totally makes sense. So now that I feel more and more at home within myself, I want to feel also the sense of a home in my physical space. And I'm so glad we have that now here. We have now an unlimited contract with this apartment. So this is our place to be for the time being, and we love it so much. So we want to optimize it to 100% represent what we really stand for and care for, and the chosen rules, not the conditioned rules. So I was walking through the apartment and realizing, oh, actually we did it. We put our bed in the middle of the living room. It's so audacious. It's so frech, I would say in German. So we did that, and I was walking back down our former bedroom, and it now became like a walk-in wardrobe because still our clothes are there, and we put the couch in that room, and now it's nice. We have the couch here, we have a carpet, and we have our closet here. And I was noticing so many corners of my home where I really said, oh yes, I love it, yes, I love it. Every day I walk by these little corners in my space where I say, like, yes, I love that I DIY'd this stacked cup candle holder. I love that I made this huge wall art that symbolizes the daily penny, if you go back to my past episode. I love that we have now these real plants, not like the faux plants we had in the past apartment in Vienna because there was no light in the room. So I walk through the apartment saying to so many corners, yes, I love you. Yes, I love you. I would choose you again. One of the best rules if you ever consider decluttering or creating more space in your home, and especially now in this time of year, would I choose you again? You can use that rule for anything. For a rule you have in your mind, and for the physical things, and for people in your life. Would I choose this person today again? Would I choose this piece of clothing today again? And I was entering my new walking wardrobe, I was realizing, how can it be that I never, in the past 34 years of my life, I never uttered the words, I love my wardrobe. I'm in love with every single piece of my clothing. And I was zooming out that moment saying, how many other women and men have never said out the words, I love my clothes. I love every single piece of my wardrobe. Maybe you love the view you have in your apartment. Maybe you love that angle when the afternoon sun hits that cozy pillow. Maybe you love the fabric of your cushion in bed where you lay your head at night after an accomplished day. We upgraded all those areas, Tim and I, for example. But like, for some reason, this freaking wardrobe topic, this closet, this thing with these items that I put on my body, that are on my body for 10 to 15 15 hours. Somehow I never figured out how to make that part of my life really outstanding and that I can full-heartedly say, hey, I love my style. I love how I dress myself. I love every single piece of my clothing. Every time I look at my wardrobe, my heart jumps for joy. I never had that. Oh my fucking God. Is this seriously happening? And do I want to keep that? Yes, I loved certain pieces, and yes, I had a reason for every single piece that was in there. I thought I already was quite intentional with the pieces I chose because we had this huge decluttering back in April when we made the life decision to move to the island. So I thought I already had the best of the best and that everything was combinable. And yes, you already saw a reflection of my new rules, so texture is super important to me. So every single piece I own has a certain texture. Is it a beautiful soft woven fabric? Is it cashmere? Is it silk? Is it sequin? I love sequin. Maybe sequin is not the most comfortable, but I just love the visual stimulation. And this is my trade-off. Bringing in the sparkle outweighs the little itchiness at some places. You don't have to wear it directly on your skin. There can be a soft layer in between and then layering the sequin on top of it. So looking at it, I already could see those new rules that I implemented over the past year. But still, something was not clicking. I had this undercurrent of meh. This dread, this heaviness every time I looked at my wardrobe. I was really saying to myself, is this how I actually want to feel about things? I remember thinking about that back with my old boyfriend. Like, I'm sorry. Yes, I love parts of you, but there is this undercurrent, this underlying frequency even. Like when you're listening to a bad remix and there is the overlap of the two sounds is for too long and you feel the dissonance in the sound of the music. It's just irritating. And if you really put focus to it, you start to notice like where this irritation comes from. For the biggest part of our lives, we choose to ignore this dissonance, this irritation, because we say it's not that important. Yes, we have clothes and there are other people who don't have clothing and I love the most parts of it. And yes, I have my couple of go-to outfits for each season. So we argue with ourselves why this is okay, that we secretly don't love it to the fullest. We have such high standards when we look to our life partner or our job or a passion project or just how we entertain ourselves at night. We have very high standards. What are we choosing? Like, who else here was scrolling through Netflix for half an hour to choose something to watch only 5 minutes and fall asleep at it? It's very real. But why do we keep up with all those compromises when it comes to our clothing? And as I was there recovering from my lung infection, being only at 40% energy capacity, I chose to soak and be present with the things that actually bring me joy. And I am a visual person and I love beauty and I love texture. So I chose to surround myself with these items and this spiraled this whole adventure. And actually another trigger was there, a more logical one, because this week we are visiting Vienna because my mom has her 80th birthday and we created a beautiful art book showing her art journey over the past 80 years. And it's going to be a huge celebration and whole family and friends coming together. I'm really looking forward to that. And getting a couple of things that you just do not get here. And also Amazon doesn't deliver on the island, which is actually a good thing. But yes, the last 2 weeks were kind of consumed with, okay, what do I want to order that I deliver to my parents' place so I can pick up and bring here back to the island. And one of the things in the course of like really considering how good do I allow myself to feel physically in my clothes, how I show up, was also considering my glasses, my eyewear. You notice when you look at my Instagram and if you're ever on Zoom sessions with me, you notice that I do not wear my glasses. And this could be a whole different story, but I got an eye surgery in 2012. Oh my God, it's 11 years. Crazy. And it was so transformative. Ever since, I have such a new appreciation for sight and vision. And this is, I feel like I was a catalyst in towards going towards helping other people have a vision, like figuratively and literally supporting charities that do eye surgeries and stuff. But I never wear my glasses because I had for the first 8 years after the surgery, I didn't need glasses. It was perfectly fine. I had the most clear sight. It was perfect. But then when my chronic headache started kicking in, I was noticing maybe my left eye is not regulating as good as it could be. So I was considering getting glasses, like the lightest, most silent glasses you can get. So not like lenses, because then the eye could still wander around, but like the glasses, like help it really like a corset to stay on track and look at the right direction. So we took on the quest and chose some designer glasses, a very light and airy frame and the very good glass, super light. Light like a feather, so it doesn't really add to the headache, but I could really wear it a whole day. But like the thing, I never really loved those glasses. glasses. It was such a logical decision. Oh my god, the frame had the same color like my eyes, but I just don't wear this kind of shade of blue. So logically it made sense, but my heart was never really at it. But I kept up with it. And there were times in the past 5 years where I never really wore them. And then I got some other pair of glasses, some round ones, a little more boho, contemporary chic, because I really felt, hey, I need some help here. My eye is suffering and it has an effect on my productivity, so I need something there, especially when you're staring at the screen for 8 to 10 hours a day. It is good and it doesn't get better over time, so it is smart to get some help here. And I knew like another surgery wouldn't help here. It's really about regulating the eye. Okay, while considering my wardrobe and create something where I open up the doors and I love it. Like I say yes, yes, yes to every single piece in there. I'm inspired by how it can be combined and my heart is just in joy when I look at it. I was also thinking about my glasses and also thinking like, hey, we're going to Vienna and there is this optometrist that has some good shades. So I fell in love with one of the eyewears that he offered and I was contemplating ordering it for days. I was thinking about like, hey, do I really need it? Is this necessary? I have these other glasses that I hardly wear. Would I wear these then? But like something about it, like having more bolder shape and overall having a more brave attitude at it, something did to me. I was noticing that I came back once or twice a day to the website trying on the glasses virtually. There's this augmented reality feature on the website, which is amazing, and you can move your head and you see the glasses on your face. I picked up on that urge that I was not allowing myself to speak out loud, that I just wanted it, just because it made me feel amazing. So yes, I gave myself some time to feel into it, if this is actually worth the investment, but then it was like, why not? And I ordered them. And they are there for me. They are ready at my parents' place. I cannot wait to pick them up the day after tomorrow. And I just know they stand for something. So I am getting those glasses. And I'm going to make sure that I'm posting them on my Instagram so you can see it too. And you're going to notice the difference of what I'm explaining here. It took me the longest time to admit it, that style and fashion and having a sense of how you show up in the world, literally, is a huge part of what I want to help my clients with. And I'm already doing it. It's really just about owning it and also claiming it here publicly with you here on my podcast. So this is why I want to give this topic of styling and closet confessions a space to live here on my podcast, to make a mark, to make a statement that I take this seriously. This is not some superficial fluff we are talking here. This is something super freaking important. And if other people don't get it, it's their loss. If you feel that this urge is deep inside of you and you're trying to numb it for the longest time because your current work setup doesn't require it, you are home alone anyway all day and you don't have so many meetings outside, or your kids are all over the place, so it's not necessary that you dress up, I heard them all. And I call bullshit on every single one of them. What I hear is that you secretly care. You secretly wish that you had the confidence to say, hey, I'm just going to the playground, but still I'm gonna dress my best down below where no one can see it, and I put my warm coat on top, and I just do it for myself, because I feel so good, because it gives me so much strength and joy, and I deserve to feel that. No one else needs to get it. I need to feel it. And the next time you look at your schedule and you see like, oh, there is no really important meeting or outing or event happening that day, so I can stay my PJs, I want you to consider that this parallel universe where you see, oh yes, there are no external triggers today. No other reason. No one is forcing me to dress well today. So I can prove to myself that I just do it for me. Yes, I can even make a photo of myself acknowledging that I just did it for me. But even if not, if no one would ever know that I put on my most gorgeous top, my most sparkling sequins at 9 a.m. in the morning, my most audacious earrings, put on some nice makeup, and maybe even got into my heels that I never wear because there's never a right occasion, and I just sit at my laptop, I do it for me. It's like putting on lingerie underneath your business suit. You're just doing it for you, because you deserve to feel amazing. You deserve to generate that power, that joy, that zest for life for you. It's not dependent on outer circumstances. It's not dependent what other people want from you. It is how you chose your armor, the thing you're doing for you every single day. And if your mind is on fireworks right now, you're welcome. You generated that for yourself. Because you gave that part of you that secretly wished this would be true. You listened to that part You gave it some airtime, and what you noticed is that there is this huge well of energy deep inside of you that just waits to be activated. As soon as you start to acknowledge that this is something you really care about, that you do not need to make compromises, and that you are allowed to dress a little over the top just because it makes you feel great. And if others think you're too much, let them find less elsewhere. Seriously. Don't downregulate to please other people that you actually don't care that much about. Taking your love for your wardrobe, your love for your own personal style as a symbol that represents your inner well-being, how would you rate yourself? And especially challenging yourself now in wintertime when we see like, oh no, it's January, it's February, it's cold, so it doesn't matter. So I put on whatever is warm and just to get through it. And soon there will be spring again and everything will be better. I want you to challenge this rule. This is a rule in itself that you are only allowed to feel good in summer when sun is shining, when it's warmer, when you can wear these cute outfits. But like just for now, just for this space, as we're opening this vortex of possibility and well-being inside of you, ask yourself, is this rule really serving us? And what am I withholding from myself? Because I'm afraid what that might mean about me. Because I'm afraid what other people might think of me if I dress in bold colors when everybody's just wearing black. When I put on my cute dress over a sweater just because I want to wear it. And you put on your bold rhinestone earrings on a Tuesday meeting just because you can. Just because it feels so good to you to wear this bold color to give you extra strength in this important decision you need to make. These are your potions. These are the things you are allowed to use in your life as your secret weapons, as your armor, as all the tools that are actually available to you. Yes, we can start with the mind and challenging every thought you have, but if this doesn't seem available to you right now or is it too heavy lift, this is a beautiful space to start exploring that on a more joyful note. And if this inspired you today, go into your closet and pick this one thing you only keep because someone gifted it to you. This one thing you keep because you feel like, oh, I want to grow into that one day again. This one thing you maybe thrifted one day because it actually is a cute piece, but you never see yourself wearing it. Or this one thing you try to save for this special date night or this special event that never really happened. I want you to find this piece, pick it up from your closet, and hold it in your hands. Take a couple of deep breaths and let your soul speak. Let your heart speak on that. If you're bubbling up in your head again, it's like, oh no, this is important, and this is such a good fabric, and this was so expensive, and I don't want to disappoint this person. Really drop in your heart again and say, would I choose you again today? And if there is this little voice deep, deep down that says actually no, in a calm, serene, clear manner, then this is your invitation to let it go. And if it's this one thing that you're saving for some special day and your heart says, we want to keep it, we so want to wear it today. And if it's already afternoon and you only wear it for the night and you're not even planning to go out or meet someone, wear it anyway. Put something warm underneath and wear it anyway. Find a way to make it work today. And if you're only wearing it for 5 minutes, to be honest, I really feel uncomfortable talking about this because I'm afraid to sound superficial and this is unnecessary. This is just consumerism or something, being too materialistic. But this is not what it's about. It's the thing, it's a protective, supportive armor that we could use to our advantage, but instead we only use it to survive for the bare minimum of what it's actually capable of. And this is such a representation of how we underestimate other areas in our lives and the potential we have there. So if this sparked something inside of you today, follow that spark, take that step. Send me a picture of this item. I'd love to see it. This item you're ready to let go, or the item you chose to wear today. Just because you want to send me a picture of it. Make it work for you. Hey, I'm really going out there with this topic. So if you're still here with me, please send me a message. DM me on Instagram at LilyBeyond and tell me what this did for you. Do you like this topic? Would you like me to talk more about it? Do you also secretly wish that professional women would talk more openly about this stuff? Do you also secretly wish there would be a space to not just assume that you were born knowing exactly what your personal style is, but you're willing to share the in-between, to share your progress, and be honest with yourself where you are ready to shed those layers and come more true to yourself? I have tons of more thoughts on personal style and how you show up in the world, expressing through your material things. Because, like I said, it's also reflecting in your office space. How bold are you in your office space choices? Are you considering what's behind you in your Zoom space so you do not have to use those cracky virtual backgrounds that look so fake? Are you considering the quality of the fabric of your pillow that you rest your head on for 6 to 8 hours a day? Do you allow yourself to consider that and make a new, more intentional choice? Or are you defaulting to conditioned rules that you're not even sure where you picked up from, that run your life without you even questioning it? This is your chance. You are allowed to challenge all the rules that you feel ready for right now to challenge are here to be challenged. And sometimes we choose it again, say, yes, I actually love it, and maybe I give it another spin. But then you chose it intentionally from the right place, not from scarcity, not from lack, not from fear, but you chose it from hope. And that's good. And it will wait for you until you're ready to make that choice again. So my friends, thank you so much for spending this divine time with me. I cannot wait to hear what this inspired you to do. Ready to deprogram your self-sabotaging patterns? The Mental Fitness Starter Training is open right now for enrollment. Once you are rewired and inspired, the real fun begins. Go to mentalfitnessschool.com to join class today. Thanks for listening and see you in class.